So today we're going to pray for the cable and TV network industry. Do you use the TV ratings to help choose a show on cable or TV? Do you ever complain about the content? Have you ever prayed for the staff behind the show? How about praying for the groups to network and intercede for the entertainment industry? We actually have one in SoCal called the Hollywood Prayer Network. It's been around for quite a while. Their mission is to connect churches and Hollywood in prayer and to seek out Christians globally, since the entertainment industry is global, to pray for people, projects, and issues that the entertainment industry faces, and encouraging entertainers to remain strong to the word and become Christians. So let's intercede to see God's hand move in the midst of this far-reaching industry. Lord, we lift up the staff, the writers, directors, owners, costume, makeup, the graphic artists, the ones that are behind all the photography, the videographing, all the work that goes into the editing, the music scores, all that is required. And we're going to later pray for the actors as well. But for now, we're going to talk primarily about the staff. We pray, God, for their salvation. We pray that you would touch their hearts, tenderize them towards the things of you. Help them to have higher standards, higher morals, and that believers who work in this industry would share their faith boldly, openly. They would model it. They would pray together with other believers and find good people that will lift them up and help them know what their specific needs are, that there would be better morale, that they would not fall prey to the many temptations that exist in the entertainment industry, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In 1 John 2:16, you say, "For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world." So we pray, Father, that they will learn not to avoid those things and to seek partners to pray with them to not succumb to those temptations. We lift up the guidance of the parental guidance readings that the TV has created a group to actually watch shows and rate them on a variety of significant things: violence, sex, language, and suggestive dialogue. So we're going to pray over each of the ratings. We're going to pray, God, that parents and viewers would pay attention to the ratings, that they would have boundaries of what to watch and what not to, that the ratings that the shows do have uplifted is very easy to see, very conspicuous, and that they do these ratings with integrity, that children, teens, and parents would agree to discuss why certain shows negatively impact them and why they don't want them to watch shows that are rated certain ways. So we look right now at the rating of TVY, all children appropriate, not expected to frighten younger children. So Father, we pray parents will only allow younger kids less than 7 to watch shows that are TVY or TVG. G is general audience, that's suitable for all ages, little or no violence. Notice there still potentially could be some, so parents should still watch it with their children. And we pray that they do. There's no strong language, little or no sexual dialogue or situations. So it's not an all out. That means there could be. So Father, we pray that parents will recognize that these are kind of a lukewarm rating, so that they still need to sit with their children unless they've seen the show before and have strong filters themselves. The Y7 is for children over 7. And there's themes and elements that could include fantasy, comedic violence, and could frighten children that are less than 7. It could frighten children that are older than 7. So again, parents, be warned. We pray that they would look at that. And then when it's added with an FV on it, Y7FV, it's for fantasy violence and more intense than the Y7. the PG, parental guidance, may be some material that's unsuitable, that includes moderate violence, some sexual situations, infrequent coarse language, and suggestive dialogue, all on the edge of things that, God, you don't want for us. In TV 14, that there will be intense violence, intense sexual situations, strong coarse language, and intensely suggestive dialogue. And MA for mature audiences, for adults only, nobody less than 17 should be watching it, because there's graphic violence, explicit sexual activity, and crude, indecent language, and coarse language, in suggestive dialogue, very suggestive. Now, Father, your word is very clear on what we should do. You say to put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. And you don't like us to have idols. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. So God, we pray people will use these ratings to watch what they do. And then we lift up the Hollywood Prayer Network, that more people would commit to pray versus complain, that more would join this network, and it's global, and get to know people around the world that are praying for the entertainment industry and see changes, and there have been significant ones, that more resources would be there for people to stay pure, specific guides with specific prayer points that meet the needs of the entertainers and staff, and that would help them to model Christ-like behavior among unbelieving entertainers. Colossians 4, 2 through 6. Devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart. Pray that God will give them opportunities to speak about your mysterious plan concerning Christ. That even when Paul was in chains, he prayed for this. And we pray that we will be able to proclaim this message, and entertainers that are believers, as clearly as they should, and the people in the network would be able to pray for them, that they'd be able to live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let their conversations be gracious and attractive, so they will have the right response for everyone. We lift this whole industry up, knowing it reaches so many people around the world, and we ask, God, that you would put your hand in it, shake it up, and bring out some more pure things that actually help people in their walks and inspire them and help them grow in their character with you. In Jesus' name, amen.